Controversy surrounds another anti-conversion bill in India. A ministry retools toward a better future for the Egyptian church. And a radio outreach is gearing up to blast Buryatia's gloom with the hope of Christ. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. India's Rajasthan State Assembly has passed a new anti-conversion bill after a previous attempt failed. The governor has hinted that this one may suffer the same fate as its sister bill. But the new one broadens its anti-conversion scope to now include women, children, Dalits, and tribals. Dave Stravers is with Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India. He says this bill targets their audience.
The Holy Spirit is moving in the hearts of Christians who are living there, even though they're outnumbered. They're very active. They're very committed. And this is an attempt to intimidate them, to say, you shouldn't be doing this, you could be arrested, people's lives may be threatened. And just the fact that the law exists will also embolden Hindu extremists who may take the law into their own hands.
Stravers urges prayer.
Christians are of two minds here. On the one hand, they're praying hard that this law won't pass. On the other hand, they're rejoicing, because this is just another evidence that the gospel is being received in the communities of Rajasthan like it never was before.
Next, Egypt's church is facing more challenges in its struggle to stay alive and relevant. Aside from the rise in social and legal discrimination against Christians in general, there's another threat that faces believers: the future. Book of Hope's Chad Causey says their research revealed
a growing cultural gap, a growing sense of being misunderstood by the leaders among the youth, and them saying they wanted to be part of the church. They really wanted to connect with it, but they felt like the church increasingly just didn't understand them.
Causey says bridging the gap means being ready to face change.
We're going to have to empower them like we never have before. We're going to have to give them a real chance to minister and to be leaders within the body of Christ.
Their responsibility for the next step is weighty, because
Book of Hope's job is to figure out what can we do to create scripture portions that help them deliver the message that there are times and places in history when God raises up young people to really lead in a special way in His church and in His kingdom.
You're listening to Mission Network News. This year, over 200,000 children in developing countries will be born with clubfoot. For these children, the deformity means a lifetime of hardship. But Cure International's Clubfoot Worldwide program is working to change that. They train national medical personnel to perform simple corrective casting procedures and provide treatment funding for those who can't afford it. Cure is a Christian organization committed to the physical and spiritual healing of disabled children in developing countries. Meanwhile, May 1st will mark the first Christian broadcast into the Buryat Republic of Russia. It's an area just north of Mongolia, occupied by a people who practice a combination of Buddhism, shamanism, and Russian atheism. Far East Broadcasting Company's Viktor Akhtarov.
The young people, they're trying to be like irreligious. Yet it's somehow this strange mix of two religions and virtual atheism is where people are. So people are hopeless, and people do not have the light of the gospel.
But a young woman named Irina watched the change in her parents' lives after they became believers before becoming one herself. And now she's a radio missionary to her own people.
It is a huge challenge for us to make sure the Buryat programs reflect not only the culture of Buryatia, but also the vibrancy of Christian life. And this is where challenge number one is. And of course, we do not have any big sponsors who are helping us with the broadcast of those programs.
And the Little Samaritan Mission's recent visit to Suhat, Moldova came just in the nick of time. The team arrived to distribute food and gifts from the Face of a Child project. Although this was their fourth year there, the village was in dire need due to a drought. A school partner said they were down to less than a week of food when Little Samaritan's aid and gifts from the Face of the Child came. The gifts include Christian literature, but the love that accompanies them often opens the door for the gospel. Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Praise is the ultimate form of worship. For a suggested donation, M&N is making available the CD, Passionate Praise 2. It features songs like Voice of Truth, Blessed Be Your Name, Open the Eyes of My Heart, and others. Get your copy by calling 1-800-995-4828. You can also follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.